KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A manhunt has been launched for two suspects who managed to escape during a shootout with police in Cato Manor. Officials say they responded to calls from security officers who were tracking the location of a stolen cell phone from a liquor shop robbery in Chatsworth on Friday. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says the phone's location led officers to a residence in Chesterville where suspects fired at police, who then retaliated. He says one suspect was killed, another injured, and four arrested.
The suspects were found in possession of a firearm and a replica gun. Inside the house, police found alcohol reported to have been stolen during the robbery in Chatsworth, as well as several rounds of ammunition. No police officer was injured during the shootout.
Eteguini Municipality says it's deployed teams to assess the southern aqueduct following water reductions in several regions. Affected areas include Queensborough, Chatsworth and Umlazi. City spokesperson Gugu Sisilana.
Demand in the southern aqueducts currently exceeds supply by approximately 100 megalitres per day. The municipality is implementing multifaceted initiatives that are aimed at reducing the demand to prevent the system from collapsing. This will include rationing the available water to ensure equal supply to all affected areas.
Meanwhile, residents in other parts of Eteguini as well as Umkungundlovu will face nearly a month of reduced water supply starting today. Umgeni Utugela Water says the 53 pipeline has been shut down to improve the bulk water supply to the Umlaz Road reservoirs. It says the work is expected to run until the 22nd of next month. Spokesperson Siyabonga Maphumulo.
While Umgeni Utugela Water will increase production from its Midma waterworks to boost supply volumes to affected areas, we do urge communities to use water sparingly. The areas that will be affected are the outer west of Eteguini, Umbumbulu Reservoir, Eastern, Mid-Ilovo and Mkambatini.
And tens of thousands of Australians have protested over the treatment of Indigenous people as the country celebrates a national holiday marking the 1788 arrival of British colonisers. Crowds have rallied in Sydney, Melbourne and other cities on Australia Day. They've bemoaned the high incarceration rates, poor health and historic persecution of the continent's first inhabitants, whose ancestry stretches back 60,000 years. The January 26 national holiday commemorates the arrival of a British fleet in Sydney Harbour to establish a penal colony. For rights activists, it marks the period of oppression for Indigenous groups, including the dispossession of lands, massacres and the removal of children from their families. The top story, a manhunt has been launched for two suspects who managed to escape during a shootout with police in Cato Manor. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.